Those of us that have been in here for the sessions, we've all really enjoyed Mike this week, and I'd like to have our... I've taught him all I can teach him, so now, you know, he's on his own. Mike, come on up and just kind of wrap things up for us, if you would, tonight, please. Now, I got to explain a couple things about Mike right now. He's hurting. He went water skiing for the very first time in his life, and he's a wreck. I've been rubbing his arm 4 times tonight, trying to get the knots out of his forearms just so he could hold on to his Bible and this mic. Happy Mike.
Can you just stand there? I want you to just stand there. That is actually all true. Although, Tom, so I did get up. Listen, I put on quite a show for the Shoreline, so my speaking fee has just been doubled. And if you could also throw in a Mountain Hardware jacket, that would be awesome. So if you could meet me after this meeting, we'll take care of that. Just add a 0, Craig. It's okay. At the end, before the decimal, no problem. It's going to be good. It was fun, but that really hurt a lot, actually. So it's just been awesome being with you guys. I just love coming up here to Fort. And I got to meet many of you, had some great conversations up in the mezzanine, the ones that I actually went to. And the conversation was very invigorating. I actually enjoy that as much as I do speaking, because I, you know, when I come up here to speak, it's a one-way kind of speech. I'm talking at you. Up there, I get to talk with you, and I enjoy that so much. So much more to hear your perspective on things. And, you know, as you walk away, my hope and prayer for you is that you've gleaned a few things that are helpful. I believe the Bible is very, very helpful and practical, along with being very spiritual and mysterious. And my hope is that you're walking out of here not just settling for being a Christian, but really devoted to being a disciple, and that will manifest in all areas of our life, and that we will continue to be people that are okay with questions, that will continue to ask hard questions of the Bible and not be satisfied with cheap and easy answers, but really dive into the mysteries and the practicalities of our faith, because there are so many amazing things about the Scripture, so many practical things, yet so many puzzling things about the Scripture that make it really challenging and a joy to read and engage at the same time. So don't stop asking questions. Don't stop thinking. Love God with your heart, soul, but also love God with your mind. And I want to really end my portion of the camp today by praying a prayer over you. It's the prayer that the Apostle Paul prayed over the Ephesian church, and it's what I want to say over all of you tonight. For this reason, Apostle Paul writing and praying, for this reason, I kneel before the Father. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. And I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit, so that your inner being may be filled with Christ, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with the Lord's holy people to grasp how long and how wide and how high and how deep is the love of Christ, and to know that his love surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to measure with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. And we all said together, amen and amen. Thanks, guys. It's been fun, and it's been a joy.